What, the singing? Thinking? I'm not going to. Can I show you something funny? No, show you
Are you
something funny.
recording? I'm
Look at the
recording.
hairline on this statue.
I'm
Wait, actually, I'll
recording,
just send it to you.
bitch.
I'm recording
Let's see.
too. Oh, should we do the
Can you hear
clap?
me? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Let's do the clap. Turn off the so we're not tempted to fail.
I'm always tempted to fail.
Are you ready?
No. Yes.
Four, three, two. Did you clap those cheeks for me, honey?
No, I was smoking weed.
Oh my God, love that. All right, let's do it again. Are you ready? Bitch. Are you really ready?
Yes.
Okay. Four, three, two. Did you clap ass?
Yes, I did.
Did you ass clap? Turn back on that camera. I want to see that crisp, crisp face of yours. Oh, honey, oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. Did you
And
know
I just
that I
quit
had a
my
tumor?
job.
Did you know that I had a hemorrhoid the size of a small apricot?
Did you get my message?
Where did you send it to, bitch?
Your phone.
You mean like my text phone?
Yeah.
Is that fine? It's sort of not the ideal angle, but who cares?
Nothing is my ideal angle, so.
And you know what's fabulous? I can also smoke cigarettes now during this because I'm in my car. Has she had her blood?
Has the girl had her blood?
I distance myself
Blehe.
every. Whoa, pal. Would that pal win anything?
Girl, I don't know.
I think
I don't
she
know who that
did. She
is.
doesn't. I don't know who she is and I don't know where she's from and I don't care. Oh my God, this statue is so. The hairline,
The
bitch!
hairline. Sid just took her
Bitch!
wig off,
That's
like, oop.
Katya, bitch. She said she put her wig on the crown of her head and
She
she
wanted to make
walked
it a
out there like that was
halo.
the real tea, honey.
Halo.
Where is
Halo.
that? Where can we visit her?
It's at the Fleischer Art Memorial where we had our concert recently.
Yeah, okay,
Last
there. I
night.
remember that one time when I went to a concert there, I was triggered and I dissociated for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, this is okay to have fun.
What do you think of this
She.
little style,
What
this
do you think
do?
of this? You look sort of like. You look like Maddie from Your Older Mate.
But she had bangs.
She did have bangs, but she also had like this long. Her hair was dark. Her hair was darker. Was she a Jewess?
Actually, no.
No. Not a Jewess. Now tell me. I don't know. Fuck this thing. Listen, I need access.
What's the problem?
No, I just can't put. I need this. Some electric vehicles. The steering wheel will
Oh,
disappear instantly.
bitch.
Bitch, bump it, bitch, bump that shit. You whore. I need to. Don't
I look
wait.
like
I need to
Padme
capture it.
Amidala.
Oh fuck up. I need to capture it. It's incredible. You look so good, bitch. Holy. Wait. Don't you dare take that out. Holy
Fucking.
shit.
I
I'm gonna
need.
scream. I tried to cream. Okay, look at the fucking camera, bitch. No, not that. Wait. You fucked it up, so now I have to do it again. Oh, you look like you're ready to sing a fucking Carmina Burana. Like, no.
Carmina Burana, more like Carmina Burrata, am I right?
Bitch, that's exactly fucking right, bitch. That's exactly. Holy
What
fuck, that's
if I.
funny.
Do I look like that remake of Dracula now?
You do, bitch. Dracula's ex-girlfriend.
I think I just can't stand to see other white, queer, and trans people succeed. I'm like, that should be me.
They need to, yeah. They need to shut the fuck up and.
Like, I just quit
Do you
my
like when you?
job.
I didn't have a job to begin with. So.
I'm pulling an Anna. I need to go into residential treatment.
Residential treatment. You know what residential treatment should be, actually? A residence in the hillsides of outside of Madrid or whatever, like the whatever the geography is out there, bitch. I don't know. I need to make $1,000 easy. Like, I just need to like suck a nasty, nasty little cock and get $1,000.
Send them to me. I'll suck any cock.
No, you. Yeah, I know, but I need to do it for money because I'm poor.
I'll do it for money, and I'll give the money to you.
And let me tell you something. The people in college who are like, I'm poor right now. I'm poor. I don't have much money. I can't help you with that. I'm not being like that. Those people are rich. I pull literally $14,000 a year, and I still have to pay for multiple insurances, rent, food, transport, and anything else that I might want. Which, by the way, if you see these glasses, you know I like things that are nice. And my mother, whose bank information will not be exposed here at this moment, gives me absolutely a 0 cents on the dime.
Do I look like that one Maddie Morpho says when she had that shirt?
No, you look like Labyrinth. You look like...
Who is that little baby?
Have you seen Labyrinth?
Oh, mama. Yes, that shit is my jam.
Is that what made you what made you like Jordi Alonso movies so much? Or Alfonso Cuarón movies so much? Jordi Alonso, bitch.
Georgie. Okay. Gorgi Alonso is 100%. Yes, she's an egg.
Yes. Yes, honey. Oh, bitch, I think we need to do a video talk show because we are animated today, bitch. Animated.
Should we need to get on the live stream.
No, because I don't want to be like Trixie and Katya. They're like, hello. And then one of them's like, one time I shed a roll of pennies and then they had to take out my rectum or whatever.
How is that different from what we do?
It's true, but they're, I don't know, they're old and they say things like, hi, gay. Which I guess we say as well.
What do we say?
How do we distinctify ourselves? We say...
Well, you... Literally, the last episode, you were like, we need to steal from them.
I know, but that's the trick you do.
Vagina Christmas.
Let me tell you something about Vagina Christmas.
God lost... Do that. You didn't add it in last time.
I watched... God lost... I did put it in one of those.
You did it in one.
It's hard when it's not a soundboard, not yet. It will be.
Make the fucking soundboard.
Let me tell you something.
I guess now I'm gonna have to do it.
No, I want to. I'll do it. But
my forehead looks big today.
Just because the way the light's hitting your forehead, your hair. Shit, I had something interesting to tell you, and now I forgot it. We were talking about.
I'm a unicorn.
Beautiful.
Oh, how do we make ourselves different from them?
Toxia and Grixie. How do we make ourselves different from them?
Well, we're less talented and successful, so...
We are less rich, but we are funny.
I don't even know if I'm funny anymore.
I think we're funnier.
I think you're funny.
Don't you dare.
I have low self-esteem.
I love your esteem, and I think it should be higher.
You love my esteem?
Got lost.
See that?
Lost in the game again. Or whatever.
But it's just, yeah, got lost!
I heard that in, like, the IKEA the other day, and I was like, yes!
Are you streaming in Sanskrit?
No, it's Hanum Shiva, Hanum Shiva, Hanum Shiva, Hanum Shiva.
Yeah.
I think that chant is just... It's just, you know how people are... There's this movie, I forget which one it is, but Jeff Goldblum's a bit part, and he's on the phone in some house party in LA, and he's like, hi, I forgot my mantra. Which I think is funny.
Girlie, I don't know.
Do you think Jeff Goldblum or Natasha Lyonne is more Jewish?
Isn't Natasha Lyonne, like, actually something else?
Yeah, I think she's not Jewish. She's like
Jeff Goldblum is actually Jewish.
She's like a circus performer or something.
Hey, don't make fun of my people. You know, both of us would have been court jesters back in the day.
Don't make fun of my pee-pee hole. It's small. The stream is very light.
Like, we would be, like, in the medieval times, you and I would have been, like, dancing for pennies at the court. Be like, look at these sex freaks.
Bitch, that's so true.
Be like, haha! But you can't kill me because I'm a demon.
I think we have to make it distinct that, like, you know how trans people are always like, or some people, I don't know if they're trans, or like, in the late antiquity, you would be like ciphers. You would be like prophesizing. And it's like, no, I'd be dancing for shekels at the fucking, at the Wailing
in
Wall.
In the Warsaw
bitch.
Ghetto.
Tell me, no, about that Wailing, ghetto. Tell me about Wailing Wall. Check out this Wailing Wall, bitch. I don't know.
No, yes.
I just think that they're, the thing is, they're famous, so if they say something like Wailing bitch. At the Wailing Wall, they'll be, the Jews will come after them, the JDL or whatever, and they'll be like, we want to apologize for being extremely anti-Semitic when we said that Palestine people deserve not to be skewered by a big meat hook. You know?
Yeah. The
but
other thing
us, we can say anything we like. We can say things like pee-pee hole and cunt. God lost.
We can also say that. Copyright infringement.
We're on the fringe, mama. We are a copyright fringe.
Copyright infringe theater festival.
Yeah.
We should make that as like kind of a companion. Like, what would be very funny is like us in a like accurate, like a historically accurate Middle Ages show where we're like two freaks, like making our way, like, and our like mother superior would be that gay who does the hats, that gay with the hats, the medieval gay with the hats,
the one who's like, I put a tassel on this one.
Yes.
Because I thought it really
these tassels are removable. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her.
She's very iconic.
She would She's have to be iconic. In the show. I think that, like, who are all the other, like...
I agree.
Who are the other, like, medieval freaks?
John Boswell's corpse.
And it would be, who like... Else?
God It'd be like lost. My girlfriend was originally a classics major. Oh, who's coming to see? Oh, your lips look so fucking sexy when you're sucking on that bong.
Aw, thank you.
They do. You're very sexy. Yeah, I was like, cry a tear.
Crying a little tear. Wait, oh, it could I'm be dripping, like...
I'm dripping a little tear out my pee-pee. Oh, by the way, you know when you, like, you touch pee-pee with someone and the goo is so viscous that you, like, pull it this far and it's still, like, a strand? I love that. You don't do that.
I think I'm actually a prude now. Like, how did we switch roles? I'm asexual. That's disgusting. What the fuck is wrong with you? You whore. Bitch.
I'm a liquid. I'm a.
You like things. You're wet 24/7, girl.
I am actually wet 24/7, and you know what's nice about that is that it provides a lovely little lubricant for me to rub my tiny little pee pee against someone, and then enjoy myself.
Okay.
Have a good time.
I think we misunderstood each other. You think you're wet for a different reason, if you know what I mean?
Wait, you said wet 24/7.
Yeah, because you're horny. Like,
yeah.
No, and but I was joking that...
Fluidly wet.
Little piss girl. Piss girl. Go piss, hey, girl.
Little piss girl running on the street.
But, like, it could be, like... Like, it should have, like, a really long title. Like, give us, like... It'd be, like... What would your what's your medieval name?
Give us something. My medieval name?
Yeah, we're like...
Lady of the ill-fitting dresses. Or
so,
Lady of the ill-fitting frocks.
You're not a fucking... Like, we are not ladies, you know?
What should I be? Freaky Christian ascetic?
I was thinking frocks. Madame von Penis Haver. I don't know.
Bitch. That's a good one, though.
And I would be like Justinionio or something like that.
Madame von Dick Cheese.
It'd just be like Journey, a Pilgrimage to Byzantium. And it'd be like us being like,
oh,
yo, what's up?
Yeah. Hi, and like, it's me. I'm here
people
in
Byzantium. Like,
I'm here at the Hanging Gardens. And these
that's in Babylon, bitch.
I know, but I was just saying, like, we could do multiple episodes. I think that would be good. You know how
honestly,
in Infowars, they sometimes do a narrative? I think we should do, like, an improv narrative where we're like, hi, I just got to Byzantium. I saw the Hagia Sophia. She's looking cunty. But at the time, it's called something else.
It's called Constantinople.
Some people say Istanbul and Constantinople, but I say Constantinople because I'm from this time period.
Well, but depending on the time period, it would be Byzantium during the Byzantine Empire.
Now, do the Byzantines always wear teal, or is that just a Age of Empires 2 thing?
Girl, actually, like, the Byzantine Empire is something I do not know a lot about, even though it's, like, kind of like a late antiquity, and like we should have learned about it in that class, but I really just don't know a lot about them.
Crepe antiquity. An old pancake. That crepe at the restaurant, and by the way, Vianchen, fucking shout out, bitch. That crepe was amazing.
What crepe?
Oh, I want the crepe at Vientiane.
Oh, yes. Vientiane Cafe. Bitch.
Let me tell you something. I watched the most recent what's her name? Miss Piss Pants. Philosophina Tobina. And it was actually good. And she references Samuel Delaney, so she's actually getting into the real shit, you know what I mean? She quotes like three huge quotes from that book.
One thing I didn't get, she was like, oh, Times Square red was when it was like that, and the Times Square blue is the gentrified version. No, I was like, bitch. Did I miss that? Is that really in the book, or
no,
am I just stupid?
She's wrong, bitch. Both. She's just. I don't know why she made. I don't know why she made that leap. I don't know, but I do appreciate that she is getting a little bit based. You know.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I used to be a philosophy tube hater, but now I'm a casual philosophy tube enjoyer.
Yeah, I'm kind of philosophy tube agnostic until she comes up with like an actionable like conclusion about how to like knock people out of their prisms or whatever.
Well, I just feel like she's good, but like if I had the time and like effort and energy and money. To do, I could do something similar at least. Like I wouldn't come to the same conclusions, and I wouldn't talk about the same stuff. Like,
right.
Like I would do an episode about girls.
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 What about
girls,
these girls?
Girls.
Mama, what about these girls?
Red wine. I just want to kiss girls.
What about this, Mama? What about that, bitch? How about these girls?
Like, I just, like, I don't know. Like, if I were a YouTube video essayist, like, I would not talk about the same things that people talk about. And I also just, like, am not as into philosophy as, like or theory. Like, I'd rather just, like, talk about, like, good art. And sometimes it happens to be theory or philosophy, you know?
I think the thing is with her is that she's moving past, quote, philosophy and into, like, she's basically just following the tracks of Miss Contrepoint.
I feel like she's just doing theory.
On a highway.
Like, and this is what it is, philosophy is now theory. Like, she always, like, includes someone who is, like, a philosopher. But, like,
true.
like, someone who, like...
Did Judith Butler write a good book recently?
Girl, I'm not reading Judy Booty. Like, I can't.
Big Booty Judy. Big Booty Judy Hopps. Not Judith Hopps, bitch.
Yehudi. Judith? Judith Light. The Judith Light Dogs. That was so fucking funny.
Ruchel, Butler.
Why Ruchel?
Is... I don't know.
We need to come up with other funny Jewish names. Baruchina.
Paula.
Like, what's the most, like, bagel-y, like...
Shmoil or something like that. What was that Israeli person whose name was, like, Shmoil Coinbag or something?
No! Ooh. It was actually Shoin Bagel your... Money Purse.
That's right. Have you heard any more tea from... And I need the tea because I actually don't remember. Is... Let's say that you had somewhere in your family someone who was a professional in something that was very, you know, lucrative, but also, like, a challenging job, I guess. Is that person still defending Israel?
Girly, I don't know.
Oh, okay, you don't know. You didn't ask.
I have no updates.
Okay, I just, like, it's hard for me to believe that just because, well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, I feel like I'm being kind of me too because I'm like, he seems such, like, a nice guy, nice boy. And now he's a genocidal maniac.
Well, that's the thing is that, like, you think of, like... People, like, I mean, it's a problem of capitalism, is that it insulates you from conflict, so you can think of your, like, you can just ignore genocide, and that feels different than supporting it. And that's all it needs to be, because, like, you are supporting it with your actions. The system you participate, the system we all participate in is built on genocide and necessitates it, like... But, like, it, so a lot of people, I think, are fine with exploitation as long as they can pretend to not know about it. You know, like.
Right, which is kind of what Miss Philosophina was talking about.
In her, was she?
Yeah, because she, like, her final, one of her conclusions was, I'm not a vegetarian, but if I did even a little bit of reading about how mass-produced meat.
Oh, yeah.
Treated, I would know too much to consider myself a moral human being and still eat meat or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, sorry, I did that at 15, so.
That's how you really know you're a girl. If you weren't vegetarian in middle school, like, you weren't a fucking girl.
Listen, if you didn't invent vegetarian in middle school just to have an eating disorder, like, covered up, bitch, are you a girl?
I just did it to be the main character.
Oh, that's so true. Me too. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it's, I mean, but here's the thing. Even if you, those people who are in their prisms or whatever, even if you were like, here's the facts, and the fact is you're, I don't know, your dog was killed by the IDF.
Yeah.
And you show them the video, they'd probably be like, that's a deep fake. My dog was killed by me.
Or they had a very good reason. That's what it is with the cops.
True.
They must have had a good reason.
I need the cops to actually choke on this. Whatever. Choke on a fucking piece of crap. On a frozen turd stuck on my... A frozen turd stuck up my pussy.
I took the turd out of the toilet and I put it in a plastic bag. Then I put the plastic bag in another plastic bag. And then I put it in the freezer. I actually rinsed it off a couple of days later. And then I put it back up inside me to see how it would feel. I pooped it back out. And then I threw it at a cop and told him to eat it.
No, I took my turd and I froze it. And I took it to my friend's house and I said, stick this up your ass for free, bitch.
Oh, a fecal matter transplant.
Not talking about anyone. Not exactly.
FMT.
Bitch, I love you. You're so beautiful.
Who, me?
Yeah, you look beautiful.
What if I got a blepharoplasty? No.
Upper. What if I got a gum surgery so I could have gums that are lower so that... Like, add gums from...
You
like,
need to be... How do you become one of those people whose, like, style it's like this?
Bitch, I love those people. It always makes me feel always like a little bit grateful, you know?
I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm ugly in a lot of ways, but at least I don't have that. But you can fix that.
I'm scrunkly.
You can fix that with plastic surgery.
That's true, mama. I just, like...
I'm really worried about
so
it makes me nervous. I really think in 15 years, we're going to be living in a world where we see plastic surgery like people see, like, as a, like a, like, as a part.
Like a facial.
Yes, bitch. Like, where it becomes so normalized.
I'm not making fun of
you. That, like, we all have to, like, if you want to think of yourself as desirable, you have to get plastic surgery. You know, like grooming habits today. Like, I'm worried that, like, that's going to be just another thing on the menu for us to spend money. Like, can't we all, like, I know people want to change the way they look, but, like...
Yeah, so
I don't know.
I have a caution. I have a cautionary tale. Someone I know's two like besties or whatever both have had FFS and both lost feeling, like permanent feeling in their lip. So it feels like when they're drinking water that it's like dribbling down. Not necessarily those people specifically, but I feel like a lot of people do get FFS, like, as soon as they possibly can, and maybe with a surgeon who's, like, not the best.
I hate to be, like, one of those girlies, but I would not get FFS. You know, like, I would get some individual procedures. I probably do, like, well, honestly, I don't know.
I don't think you need hairline.
That's what I was thinking. I feel like I do, though. Like, that goes back kind of far. Oh, no.
This is the crown of my head. Look at this.
But you look like Brittany Broski to me.
You look like Linda Evangelista to me.
Shut up. Stop it. Don't lie. But, like, I might get, like, some, like, I might get a blepharoplasty girly. And maybe, like, I don't know. I don't know what else. Maybe something with my chin. But it's, like, I would want to do these things individually. Because, like, I want to, like, if I'm going to change something about my body, I want to get used to one thing before I change something else. I don't want someone to just slap a new face on there. Like, yeah, I guess I just, like, want to look like me. You know, I'd like, my ultimate beauty goal is to enhance what I naturally have. But, like, I don't even know what I naturally, like, the problem is I'm too fucking stupid to know, like, what I should, like, actually be focusing on. Like, I don't know how to, like, become, because, like, anyone can try and be beautiful in, like, in a kind of, like, obvious, like... like, mainstream kind of, like, where, like, you're just following the trends. Like, anyone can follow trends. Right. But, like, how do I, like, be beautiful in the easiest way possible? Like, by, like, taking as much advantage of my natural features. But, like, I don't know which ones of these are good and bad. I don't know what... I don't know what my kippy body type is. I don't know if I'm a summer or a winter.
It's my winter weight.
She's a soft romantic.
I'm on my winter weight. Oh, 24/7, 365.
I think that body type thing is so crazy. Like,
the one that's like, my body type is...
My body type is a hard romantic. It's like, what the fuck?
That's made up.
Well, it's just more... Wait. She's giving shampoo commercial.
You are, but you're also sort of giving, like, King Cavalier Charles Spaniel.
See, I'm don't know if I'm annoyed that you made that comparison, or that I'm annoyed that you think that that's a compliment, because you're like, I'm annoyed that, yeah, I know. But that's not, is that the kind of, because like when I was in college and we did our Essence of Dogs, you want to guess what Andrew was?
A greyhound?
Italian yeah, greyhound. Or a whippet.
And you were a Jack Russell or something, right?
Yeah, I was a Jack Russell, which like,
puppy. You could have had a lot of do you like me, do you like me, do you like me energy in college. I'm so sorry, in the early college.
100%.
Okay, like, okay, so we're on the same page.
No, I was deeply insecure then too.
Anyway, so
but like now,
risks and do the research and you know, pick a good search.
No, but what dog do I give now? Is it
Cavalier King Charles Spaniel? Cute, lovely hair,
but not cunty.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Like nose at all, or like no? Do you want to do like chin? Or like a brow ridge? Like what would you, if someone said I can see your brow ridge, would you say yes, or would you say I don't really give a shit? Because I don't really see you having one.
I want to get rid of this.
Mama, well, you don't have to get surgery to get rid of that, honey.
But no, do I have to try and lose weight?
That's possibly the case.
I want to be perfectly slim thick, like no That's waist. So
fake though, because like
it is.
These women are like.
I just want to get my lower ribs removed for the photo shoot, oh, so I can cinch it in.
So you can suck your own dick.
No, just so I can really course and like get like.
Like it's like the cinch is like this wide.
It's just a little tube in between them.
Yeah, you turn into that cunty. That cunty sand hour last at the store.
Yes. No, actually, I'll just like do like
yeah.
We I'll do
the store, like screaming about an hourglass, being like that figure, honey, get into it.
No, I'll do bitch. I'll do a waist transplant with a child, and then they'll get my like fat ass adult waist, and then I'll be skinny. It'll just be like meep. No,
yeah, bitch.
I. Yeah, I think that, I don't even know. But, what dog are you?
Like a droopy-faced Great Dane? I don't know. No. I feel like I'm like a, I'm a big dog, but I have long hair. Like, not a Bernese Mountain Dog or anything, but like.
You're a mutt, baby.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
You're
one of those. I'm actually identify as mixed, mixed breed.
You're one of those dogs that has those that really coarse hair.
Like the fibrous, like little Irish wolfhound or something, bitch.
Girl, I don't know. I just know that Rachel and Joe, you know, the disgusting people in Wisconsin, God bless them. They have a had a dog named Monster that was just like this little like a giant rat with like really wiry coarse hair.
Well, are you sure it wasn't a Nutria?
It was a Nutria.
Bitch, the Nutria. They were like, "This is our puppy." It's like that's a Nutria. That's a rat.
Oh, remember, bitch. Did I tell you that Nutria are invasive to the northern, like, yeah, to the United States? That's so wild.
I love to eat them. Yum, yum, yum.
You be out and go out to the swamp and just get some Nutria fishing.
I'm a string out there.
I think that we would make
grill, you know?
I think we would make really good, like, well, hillbillies.
We should do travel, like, commentary, except go to places that nobody cares about, like Eastern Shore, and be like, "So, tell me about your Nutria farm."
We
was like, Well, we got nutrient from up and down the dale. We string them up and let them cure out, and then we put them in the smoker, and then we rip off the fur, take it into hats, and then we eat the rest. I always use the bones to grab it into my milk, put it in our food, get some good old vitamin C or whatever, calcium or whatever.
So, do we go to bad places? Like,
yeah. Like, we go to like rural Mississippi.
Only once our podcast blows up.
Can go to like South Dakota, whichever Dakota's worse. We go to London, one of the worst places on earth.
Okay, here's a question for you. Yeah. What do you think it would be like being... here's a concept for a movie or for life. It's two transsexuals who live on a farm, kind of like... The Simple Life, that Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie movie. TV show. It, like, that kind of aesthetic, like, they live on, like, a farm outside of, like, Oberlin, you know? Or, like, just outside, like, could you,
like... Can we shoot at, those family friends who have the goats?
Can you just shoot But it doesn't even need to be Oberlin. It could just be, like... But, like, I'm actually don't want it to be somewhere like Oberlin. I want it to be, like, somewhere more country, like, without a college.
Okay, so you mean, like, Milan, Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you think that, like, you and I could, like, set up shop in a little town?
Trillbilly Workers Party did it. They had that successful podcast that they did from fucking Kentucky, like Blue Ridge, Kentucky or whatever.
But are they gay?
Yeah. At least one of them is a big lesbian, and then I think the other one's bisexual, and then there's one straight dude who's like kind of a cretin. Like a fail son. like campaign for Hillary or something, or Bernie, and like, I don't know.
Girl, I don't know what you mean by that.
Mama, do you think we can escape the United States if Trump gets reelected?
I don't know what we're going to do.
And I know that, like, the tea is, like, it's he's going to do genocide on trans people. I take meds, and if I don't have the meds, I'm at risk for suicide. And also, I'm trying to get my nuts chopped off so that I'm actually dependent on meds, so that if that does happen, I can say, I need to leave because I need to be like, Mom, I need to leave because it's genocide. And she'll be like, okay, here's $10,000 to get started, honey. Never ask me for money again.
We'll figure it out, bitch. Like, who? Okay. No day but today.
I was thinking of dedicating that song to you, but then I said, no. Also, I wasn't sure if I donated $1 if they would read your name at all, or if they only read the person's name who got the highest bid.
No, they read everyone.
Oh. Sorry. No day but today without you. Did y'all perform 10,000 Kisses? I'll cover you.
I'll cover you.
Riff, bitch. Everyone riffs.
You like, know what we didn't talk about like two episodes ago is that audio where it's like all the alpha birds doing like over each other again. You have to put it in right here. I'm editing Anna. Please do that. Funny.
Hey, listen, I put in Miss fucking shit her pants during Sweeney Todd. And I put her thing
in. Oh, mama. But so butt someone's Foster. Saying, someone's saying butt, defying
dance
gravity.
Butt Foster.
Someone's saying
the
defying
new person
gravity.
From the movie. I love how she, like, really took a breath. Like,
well, it's the movie version. She's got to go all out. She can't just do a Dina. Not that, like, I don't know.
What if her name was Dina Menzel, just Dina? Oh, good Dina, she's real good at singing.
Hi, my name's Dina Menzel.
Yeah, she's from like Wisconsin or something. He's like, "Whoa, I'm from Wisconsin."
That's just Canadian.
I know, but it's close. They live close.
Girl, I don't even know how to do those North Midwestern accents. I do not know how to do them. What?
All right, slut. Tell me what you just told me.
Like, I don't know how to do the other, like, North Midwestern.
So Minnesota is similar to Wisconsin. But I think Wisconsin is like they sing like, "Oh, go pack," or like, "Go pack, go." And then Michigan, there's like I think there's an accent, but I think the people we know from Michigan are so rich that they don't have like a dialect. They speak perfect unaccented English.
What would you say I speak?
You're basically speaking Yiddish.
How dare you? I'm a good Christian girl.
You speak American, you speak AGL, or AGE, American Gay English.
Wouldn't it be Gay American English or Homosexual American English? Do you feel like I have a Midwestern accent?
Whatever you want, honey. Some things, but
do
not
you wanna really have fun?
Fun. Because your mom is fun from the East Coast,
how about
and your dad
a few laughs. Yeah, like go to fun, laughs, good
laughs,
time.
Good time, fun, laughs, good time.
You and me in the nursing home being like, fun, laughs, good time, fun, laughs, good time, fun, laughs, good time.
I'm holding a turkey baster and you're holding like a wooden spoon and we're like, "Welcome back to the podcast."
Welcome back.
I want to be demented with you so that we can record the same podcast every day. Like the same exact podcast every day.
Let's just do that. Like us when we're old. Like,
I was talking to my mom about her retirement, which she's like, "Oh, I don't know if I have enough money." And I'm like, bitch,
you'll be
fine.
You couldn't
spend that if you tried. And second of all, And she's like, "Well, you know, I'm not living past whatever. Like, if I turn demented, like, I'm going." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll take you out for a lovely long walk. And I'll push you right up the cliff."
Does this kind of look cunty a little bit?
Yeah, you sort of look like a CEO or something when you do that, though.
What? CEO?
C-O.
C-O.
Commanding officer, like... Correctional officer.
No,
women always have like snatched ponytails.
Oh, that's a dark flavor of womanhood.
That is, it's almost malehood.
You're like, "Ooh, she fight, boy. Looks like you're a boy." Boys, you want to do you want to do boy things? Makes you a boy. Masculinity.
I just like. What I don't understand is that I think I have zero takes on gender and sexuality or sex anymore. Zero. I have no opinion. I don't care. Like, people will love to be like, "Sex is real and gender is fake." And I'm like, sex is also kind of fake.
You know? Like, it's also just like everything that we talk about is kind of fake. In the way that we could talk about it in a different way, we should talk about it in the way that feels useful, you know?
Right, I agree.
But, like, so, like, if you think sex is real, then it's real to you. But you can't make the idea of sex be real for anyone else. Like, well, I don't know. Like, you can't make people perceive the world the same way you do.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's honestly fine. Because what combined opinion about it would change the world in a way that was good? Besides, like, trans people need healthcare. I don't know.
No, it's, I was talking to Vince about this. Like, I really think the fix is not ideological. It's economic. Because, like, I was talking about, like, I don't know why we were talking about transphobia, but I was like, transphobia is just a way for society to make a specific type of underclass, one that is economically disadvantaged because it's often precluded from normative mainstream jobs. Like, it's harder to get a job when you're trans because there are places that will discriminate against you.
Like what Trixie said, we as gay people get to choose our level of unemployment.
But so it's like,
which for her is kind of insightful.
Like, by creating a class of people who are not, like, socially acceptable, by deeming people with this characteristic socially, like, not, should not be in public kind of people, you make it so that they have to, it increases the level of precarity, and it specifically creates, like, a class of people who, like, are, like, I don't know how I want to say this, but it's just, like, the purpose is to create an underclass, right? People who will do some labor and be exploited. And I would say that probably the way that I think queer and genderqueer people are exploited is through our sexuality or gender in some way or the other, like either a performance of it for straight people or as sexual objects for the world.
And I mean, we saw discrimination in Extremely Alive in your position, which, by the way, I still, more than any of those kids being awful, I blame the fucking adults and the administration 100 times over.
I'm just...
For doing fucking nothing, which, by the way, my girlfriend thinks that you could probably win, like, if you wanted to sue. You definitely have the grounds for it, because hostile work environment and failure to provide a working environment to someone of a protected class, trans, queer, gay, Jewish.
No, I think I'm just going to use that as a way to, like, make a clean break. I have no desire. If someone reached out to me and was like, yo, you could get a lot of money.
I don't know about that. They do have deep pockets because it's all one school district. However, I will say, if you considered anything, maybe having someone write basically a threat of lawsuit and then having that on your kind of, like, side. But I think you have enough, and I don't think that they're smart enough to try to fuck you more than they already have.
It's like, I don't really care, like, about getting any money out of this. I would just leave in peace.
Yeah, I want the clean break for you as well. But we don't need to talk about that, but I agree with you. And I think people don't think of it that much in that way, because people are always just assuming, like, oh, like, transphobia, like, these people are ignorant. And it's like, not only that, is that they actually are intentionally ignorant, as Ms. Philosophina Tubina pointed out.
Yeah, well, and that, like, the mindset justifies the position and exploitation. Like, not the other, people came up with exploitation before they decided how they wanted to sort the people who should be exploited and the people who shouldn't. Right. You know? And that, like...
Right.
Like...
Colonialism existed before chattel slavery came into the complete...
Well, but it's just that, like... Like... If you wanna, like... Like, if you want to do something especially heinous, any kind of exploitation... Yeah. Of humans, of peoples, then you usually need to have an ideology behind it to get the masses on board, you know?
Right.
But that ideology can be anything. Oh, our ideology is, if we beat you in war, you're our slave. Great. Now you have an exploitable labor class. Oh, our thing is that we're racist. Then, boom. Like...
Right.
That, like, but, like, oh, our rule is, like, just, like, all these things. Like, that, like, or like, oh, our rule is that you're a gender minority, like, boom, right. Now you're a sex worker, basically. Like, right. That is, like, the...
And people, yeah. And your life expectancy goes way down because they don't care because you're replaceable.
Yeah.
Well, I just, it's one thing about the upcoming everything is, like, even now, people try to make cases against parents who allow their kids to get, like, affirming care or whatever.
Oh, that makes me sad.
It's scary. And so once like, Trump or someone else is in there, they can unilaterally, without the courts, because it's been happening, it happened in Florida, it happened in Missouri, without the courts, basically outlaw all trans health care to people under 18 and most people above 18. So...
This might be a stupid question.
That includes people who don't have ovaries or testicles and need the medication to live. But, like, if you're a parent and you're at all visible, you know, publicly, or even not, that they'll basically take that ideology of, oh, queer trans people are trans and kids, they're grooming or whatever. They'll take that ideology and apply it to changes in the law that allow them to...
Take, like, children away from their, like, parents.
Lock people up. So, some people have in their back pocket a couple passports and a chunk of change and, you know, the plan to get the fuck out.
Yeah. Which
if I could do that, I would have done it already, honey. Probably. And since I know German, it would be easy for me to get papers. It's just like... It sucks. I think a lot of white people, trans white people, even if they have, like, some wealthy family, which, by the way, sometimes that can be used against trans people. Like, oh, I'll leave you this, but you can't come out. Or, oh, I'll leave you this, but you can't do that trans stuff. A lot of those people who experience life as something that is for them and that they are safe in, relatively, will soon find out that that safety is not guaranteed.
Well, yeah, I mean... It's a, like, a lot of, like, I would say bigotry and ideology like this induces, like, economic precarity, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the whole idea is that you make people feel more insecure. Not you, but, like, the ruling class people make people feel more insecure about their economic situation or their social situation, so they're more likely to do what they're told, you know?
Three friends of mine, trans, two of which you've met, were homeless for, like, a chunk of time because housing trans people are so housing insecure.
Yes.
Just like people in poverty. And if you're both, honey, if you're both, good luck, you know? And they eventually found housing, but, you know, people don't understand this, but if you have housing but you don't have water or food, you're still technically unhoused. Like, if you have a structure to live in but it doesn't have power, you're unhoused. If you're not paying rent and you're staying on someone's couch, unhoused.
Yeah.
Like, those things are stuff that people are like, oh, if I got someone to stay with, thank God. It's like, yeah, but you're still a homeless bitch. And, like, recognizing that precarity is an important step towards, I don't know, trying to fucking battle against it.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, like, this is where, like, it feels, like, crazy how much, like, also, like, race plays a factor in, like, what the outcomes of this are. That, like... Yeah. Like, the people who are being predominantly, like, murdered are Black and Indigenous trans people. So, right. like, who are, like, they're, like, and it's at this, these very, like, these two intersections of, like, yeah. I mean, it's just, like, very, like, that's what happens when you, like, treat a class of people as if they, like, have... no right to be in society.
Exactly.
Like,
two of to a much statistically lesser degree, like, young white trans people getting killed by classmates, not at the same rate, but, like, I don't know. It's, I'm not saying that to be like, oh, white people have it hard in this way. What I mean is, like, that, like, being white in America, like, is no longer always the shield that people thought it would be.
But, like, it's, like, also, like...
But like, I guess that's being true when, like, white gay people also have been killed, too.
Yeah, no, like, being white isn't, like, a, like... It, like, means that you get treated better than some other people, but, like, it's never been... Like, because, like, there's all, like, I guess the, like... Right.
People in charge of our country property.
Have always been interested in also exploiting poor white people, just to, like, a lesser degree and a lesser extent.
Right. Not so much that those people actually realize what's going on, but it seems like that is a very hard thing. It's, like, hard to shake poor whites when they're already conservatives, even if they're, like, suffering horribly and suffer worse under, let's say, like, a Republican president, then still be like, I just want to wear my flag shirt and tell you what I think about those groomers. And yet they're suffering, but they're misplacing their, like, trauma onto queer and people of color instead of, you know, the lawmakers who make life worse for them.
Well, I don't know why, but, like, I would say that, like, the, like, kind of political trends of the 2000s have been even when people voted in Obama, white people looking out for white people, you know, like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm especially thinking of how many white women voted for Donald Trump, but that it's just, like, America is kind of founded on this idea of, like, racial unity through segregation, economic disenfranchisement, like, and in the past, like, literal apartheid in places, and people are much more willing to cling to that, like, class system than to economic stability in, like, a quote-unquote meritocracy, you know, which is what true. I think the elites of our country kind of want, which is everyone gets a fair try to be exploited, you know, like, no one's forced to do, like, you all start at the bottom, just right. like
that very... It's just so insane that the bootstrap myth is so, it's locked into people's brains in a way where they don't think that's what they're thinking. Like, my mother, for example, will be like, you need money? Get a job. You need to work so you can have a retirement like me. And I'm like, I'm going to die before I'm retiring, bitch. Like, I'm sorry. Like, disabled, trans, stupid. Just kidding.
Trans stupid?
Yeah, I went from smart to stupid. Ditzy. But, like... But, yeah, I don't know, because if you asked her, she would be like, no, that's not what I mean. I'm trying to give you as much help as possible. And I'm like, the help from you is telling me what to do all the time.
Her help is advice.
Her help is unsolicited advice, by the way. Should we do a bit, something funny before we sign off?
How long have we been talking?
Almost sure. An hour, but we talked pretty seriously there for a minute. What gender are you? What is it? What was the Reagan voice that did? It was like, tell me quickly what's your gender? I need to know what's in your pants. Let me
the
see
lady
it.
To lunch.
Republicans will literally go up to a child and be like,
everybody.
General. Okay. Let me see those generals. And then they'll turn around and be like,
drop your drawers. I'd like to see the pee-pee.
Because I, like, want to be clear about this. When I was trying to find a residential program, every single one in Pennsylvania, the state of Pennsylvania, every single one was like, we're going to have to look at your junk before we put you in, a room or someone. Like, 100%. That's why I got insurance to cover Maryland, because all places in Pennsylvania were like, let me see those diddlies. And it's like, you have to be so stealth to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, it's also just like, no. Dude, like, no thank you for many reasons.
Right, exactly. That's what I said to my case manager, and he was like, okay, I guess we'll try something else. And then I was in the hospital for another month, bitch. This is so crazy. I was
We're gone. But you made it, after all.
I know. About the insurance, or about the psych ward, I was like, every day I went into the day room, someone was watching something that was, one, self-harm or suicide related, two, set in a psych ward, or three, a horror movie set in a psych ward with both.
But didn't they also watch The Walking Dead?
But that's then also when we were sitting, but also you can lean over to the person next to you and be like, those little scrapes aren't going to kill you in the bathtub, honey. You're going to need to get deeper. You need to go deeper with those cuts. Like, because we can see through the Hollywood bullshit and be like, that's not realistic.
Why so much self-harm behavior?
But, like,
self-harm content. So,
I was also self-harming in the psych ward. Classic me. But
watch this. It's so terrible. Trans person self-harm itself in the psych ward.
Exactly. I use she at pronouns. They're like, what? The thing about being in jail, though, is that there's no pretense, you know? Like, it's probably worse in some ways, but it's also, like, they're not saying they're trying to help you and then not help you.
Well, I mean, there is, like, a lot of rhetoric. There are corrections officers. Prisons are rehabilitation centers, you know? There is this idea, or you're in here to punish you so you can be better. Right. Now, sit down, boys.
Right. Let me show you these gams. It's like an old prison warden who like.
But who's like a bottom? Now, yeah, which one of you guys is the meatiest? We'll do a full genital inspection. I'll squeeze it. Try and get it hard. I love sexual harassment to my employees.
Sexual assault. Like, someone's stuck in like the 1920 prison system where they're like. All right, line up for your grueling peas. If you speak a single word, we're going to put you in the electric chair.
Wait, the grueling peas?
But not a one that kills you, just one that makes you come.
Oh, it was like a sex prison?
Yeah, I don't know.
A sexy prison?
Sexy prison.
That's kind of so hot.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh no! I got put in the vibrator chair.
There are many things that make me very angry about this country, but one thing in particular is like how in prisons that still do the death sentence or whatever, they'll be like, "How can we kill this person while making them suffer the most possible amount without looking like it's suffering the most possible amount?" Because what they do is they basically make you paralyzed, but you're still cognizant, and then they kill you with a painful poison.
Well, now they're trying nitrogen gas.
No one in the EU will produce for them.
Okay, fun fact: there is no humane way to kill a person.
Yeah, like, thank you so much.
Like,
except for that roller coaster that we're gonna go on.
Yes, the suicide coaster. But that's, I guess, the only humane way to kill a person is to kill yourself.
But no, because like I think that like people who are like in my will, if I have horrible advanced dementia and I don't answer to my name, fill me full of ketamine and then like give me morphine so that my heart stops. That's not that'll probably be fine.
Yeah. So should we be doing that to...
No one's doing that. I think they should not kill people, one. But if they were going to...
You could
By taking off every inch of their skin and then dumping them in salt. You know what I mean? Like, literal torture.
Salt, leeches, salt again to get rid of the leeches.
Exactly. I just, like...
Okay, then they put him on a cheese grater.
Almost anything. Oh my god. That's Saw, bitch.
What if we did, like, Saw, but, like, sexy? It's like... Like, all the tasks... It's like Jigsaw, but he's, like, horny. Sexy. But he's like, you have to check each other off for 80 minutes while also balancing on this tightrope. If you only come... Right. If you come less than... Like, come less... I don't know how to do the Jigsaw voice.
I don't really know. It's kind of like a...
Would you like to play a game?
Would you like to play a game? Let's it's kind of like distorted or whatever. What if it was Saba Gay and one of the gays was like, a love game? It's like, no, you idiot. Let's play a love game, like a love game.
What I think we should do regular gay Saw.
No, it's Gay Saw. Or it's regular Saw, but the people, the victims, he didn't know, but they're gay. And all the torturers are like, you have to take 500 dicks. And then the twink is like, yay. Or whatever. Like, you're supposed to hate it. It's like, I love it. Or whatever. It's like, you're going to have to drink a bucket of cum. And the dude's like, me, please. And Jigsaw's like...
Well, and there has to be one like, you have to punch this flower 17,000 times. And then, like, the butch, like... rolls up their sleeves. I got this, boys.
Right, exactly. Or like, you need to pull a key out of this horse's vagina, and it's like puts on glove. Like, I'm ready. Or like, what's the one that I wanted to?
You need to stimulate this woman's clitoris with only a tug.
Yeah, terrifying. or yeah, I don't know. What's another like gay like? You need to stand in the piss shower for 5 hours. And it's like, yeah, ooh, yummy. Like drinking it.
But then it should be over the course of it.
We're going to drown you with VHS cleaner.
Oh, my asshole's gaping.
Oh, it's blinking. Blinky, blinky, blink.
Over the course of it, Jigsaw falls in love with one of the gays. And so then he's making sure he's like randomly killing off people who like kind of like are horny with the gay, with one gay that he likes, even if it's a like. And so he he's doing it super obviously. He's just like, you'll get shot in half.
Right, right. But then like the gay that he likes is like, all right, your next challenge is to show me that gaping asshole. Open it for me. Let me look inside.
But that's only at the end, when he's the only one left. Everyone else gets killed off.
And then, like many young gay love stories, they fall in love and they move to neighborhood in Philadelphia and they work for Comcast.
Shit. I can't...
That's okay. You want to try to wrap?
Yes.
Wrap it up. Alright, signing off. This is...
I never wrap it. I love my tape.
Is Esther, and this is Esther and Gladia in the morning.
Are you Esther Jen?
I'm Jester. Jester, yes, the Esther Jester.
Jestrogen. Jester Jen.
Shit, Jester. That's when these titties are getting huge, Mama.
Jestrogen.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, or would it be Chester Dial? Jester Dial.
Testo Dial.
Jesto Dwell. Chesto Dwell. Right, I love you.
Don't leave the call, please.
Okay. Bye.
Right, bye.